This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us here on the show is our good friend Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe. Dan, good morning.
Hey, DA, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Have you looked into the cottage in Brookline that the Bradys are selling?
I think I've been in the same zip code. I think I've been in the area, you know, I've been nearby, but I've not been over for lunch, no.
Okay, all right. Are you thinking about maybe as an investment opportunity grabbing that?
No, not able to cobble together the funds for that, unfortunately.
Do you think Tom putting his house up for sale is any indicator of him planning to retire?
Well, I think quite possibly. I think he's planning to retire because he's 42 years old. I mean, it's not the house for sale. It's not the, you know, mad at the Patriots. It's the nature of human beings. I mean, it's great that he's TB12 and he's able to do this, but I just, I'm not all lathered up about the story because I think sooner or later it's mortality. And I think he will finish his career as a Patriot. It might be next year. I've been living that way for a while.
Do you think that there's any resentment towards the fact that the Patriots have squeezed him with every contract negotiation and he might just want to, at the end of his career, say, screw it, I'll take the $40 million from whatever team, Team X, just to finally get my rate?
I don't believe that. It's certainly possible, and I could be wrong. I just think that that his relationship with Bob Kraft is such that, you know, he's the fifth Kraft son. And that, you know, I'm a cynical person, DA. I think there's like all these side deals. You know, Bob Kraft helps him get the land for that house that's for sale now. He's going to turn a big profit on that. You know, TB12, you know, little break in the rental properties there and the global spreading of TB12. Future points of ownership of the Patriots, you know, equity partnership, whatever. It's all salary cap. You know, it would be crimes against the salary cap, but nobody ever, you know, goes after the Patriots. We know that. So I'm just, I'm suspicious that he's playing at a low rate all the time. And so I believe that he's being taken care of and will be taken care of. And also, between Tom and his wife, I mean, really, what does it matter? I mean, for him, it should be more, it is about championships, Super Bowls, his legacy, and that. I don't think it's about, you know, stealing $75 million from the Tennessee Titans at the end when he's 46 years old. I just can't believe that.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought up the side deals around the organization because that is the most logical play here, is that Tom Brady doesn't every single time around negotiations go, yeah, you know what, out of the goodness of my heart, I'm going to take less. It makes far more sense that he says, I'll take less so that we have a winner, but I want my equivalent somewhere else and in all the tentacles of the craft industries that he's able to kick that back, whether it's stock portfolios, business points, as you said, percentage in the ownership of the franchise, or, as you said, Tom Brady has a business on the grounds of Gillette Stadium. Automatically, that's a different part of your income than any other quarterback in the NFL has, right?
Right, and that home that's for sale, I mean, again, Bob Kraft is the one that was Pine Manor College, I believe, and that, you know, allowed Tom to purchase that in the first place. I mean, Kraft had a lot of sway in the fact that the frontage was allowed for that kind of a building project to be done. So again, I mean, this is all, you know, poking in the dark here. And if I were the Indianapolis Colts or the Jets, I'd be going after this stuff more than deflated footballs or Spygate or whatever. To me, I mean, you know, it's cap circumvention. But I can't prove it. I'm just suspicious of it because it's weird that every year, you know, Tom's the, like, 30th best-paid quarterback.
Yeah, right, exactly. Every single year it seems to come up like this, and he's never upset about those negotiations.
No, and it supports that Patriot narrative, that annoying Patriot narrative. Oh, it's all for one here, a team above self. Nobody, you know, they're different from everybody else, the Patriot way. It supports that phony narrative.
Dan Shaughnessy joins us for the Boston Globe. When it comes to Brady this year, you know, there were times last year where Brady really didn't look good. I mean, specifically the Super Bowl, he really did not play well. Do you expect a great Brady season, or do you expect him to at times look 42?
Well, I think it's certainly the best thing they have going for them is the system they play in, and that they're so much smarter than all the other teams and the stupidity of all the other teams they play against. That will never go away as long as Belichick and Brady are together. So they have that. But that said, there's very little, downfield passing game, deep threat, et cetera. This is the pitch and catch, dink and dunk offense, the old Charlie Weiss offense that they got going here. It's more than ever. He never gets touched. The rules are in his favor. He's in great shape. But eventually, I just don't think that he would excel in another system at this age. I think he would have earlier. But right now, I think there's got to be all that protection so that they can bring out the best. And let's not forget, he lost Gronk, and the weapons aren't great. What's holding them up right now, in my view, is the pathetic nature of the competition.
And the division, right? I mean, even though people are talking about maybe the Jets could surprise some people, Josh Allen with Buffalo, the Dolphins have a new head coach. I mean, it really doesn't matter. The Patriots are leaps and bounds better than everybody in that division for the 20th straight year.
It never changes. I mean, the aggregate wins by the quarterbacks in the division, other than Brady, is 12. And Brady has 237.
Don't you hate it when you bring up things like this and Patriots fans just yell at you? Oh, they're so good against everybody else. It's not the division. You go for two decades.
It is. I mean, again, they're great, and we can't take it away from them. It's not their fault, but they're in a division where there's never a push from any other team, and nobody else gets to have that. Other teams have, there's a rise and fall within the division. Titans get good, Colts get good, they get bad. But the Dolphins, Bills, and Jets always suck. I mean, again, the parlor game is who's the second-best quarterback in the 20 years of the AFC? It's either Jimmy Garoppolo or Pat Pennington or I don't know.
Yeah, that's not a really long list. So with the Pats, though, as you watch them coming into this season, do you feel like the supporting cast around Brady is solid, or do you feel like it's thin?
Well, from what I'm not there like a lot of people, but from what I can read and glean and gather, the defense is good and maybe better, and the offense, just the people aren't there. Maybe they'll look different when they get going, and, they tend to stagger a little bit out of the gate anyway, but last year's team, they were 3-5 on the road. It wasn't one of the greater Patriot additions. I think their own fans would admit that. And yet, the Chargers did stupid things and came through. And then the Chiefs, that was a great football game. The Patriots, that's all on them, what they were able to do on the road in the Colts in that one. And the Super Bowl, they get an autograph for the game. And they had the stock tight, and the Patriots beat them as they deserved to.
We were talking about this list that USA Today did of the top 100 teams of all time with 100 years of the NFL and whether the 07 Patriots deserve to be in the top 10. Do you think a team that lost the Super Bowl could be a top 10 team of all time?
It came short in that overall. They definitely belong in that year for me. They were trending a little bit the wrong way at the end, but we saw what we saw all season long. Yeah, they're in there in my view.
Dan Shaughnessy joins us from the Boston Globe. Check him out online and on Twitter for the latest on the Red Sox sprint to the finish and the Patriots beginning of the season. Dan, it's always fun to catch up, my man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, D.A. Take care, man.
Dan Shaughnessy joining us this morning here on the D.A. Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.